Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to the ALEC Subcommittee on Outreach and Engagement Calls taking place on Wednesday, 11th of January 2017 at 1700 UTC. On the call today, we have Dave Annan Tilaksing, Abdul Jalil Bashar Bong, Ali El Meshal, Cheryl Langdonor, Harold Arcos, Isaac Maposa, Javier Ruajove, John Lafitte, Maureen Killier, Olivier Crepin-Leblanc, Tatiana Tropina, and Irio Lansipuro. I see that Wolf Ludwig has joined us as well. On the Spanish channel, we have Renata Aquino Ribeiro. Currently, we don't have anyone on the French channel, and Andrei Kolesnikov has just joined us as well. We haven't received any apologies for today's call, and from staff we have Gisela Gruber, Siranush Vardayan, and I see Jean-Jacques Sahel as well, and myself, Yeshim Nazar. Our Spanish interpreter today is Veronica, and our French interpreters are Isabel and Camila. I would like to welcome Glenn McKnight as well. And finally, if I could please remind everyone to state their names before speaking, not only for the transcription purposes, but also for the interpretation purposes as well. And over to you, Dave. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much, Yasem. And this is Dave and Angela. Welcome, everyone, and belated Happy New Year to all of you in 2017. And we have a packed agenda for this call. We're going to be looking at a possible outreach and engagement proposal for at-large awareness at the IGF 2017. Then we're going to have a discussion regarding outreach at the ICANN 58 meeting in Copenhagen, which is going to be in March of this year. And any additional and some ideas and discussion for next steps. Okay. Anyone has anything to add to the agenda? Okay, lovely. So let's just go straight into the item number 3 on the agenda, which is an outreach and engagement proposal for at-large awareness. On the last call, there was some discussion by this subcommittee on the outreach at the IGF 2016 in Mexico, or specifically the lack of outreach at the IGF in Mexico. And I think based on those discussions, a proposal has been drafted, and Glenn McKnight has been taken the lead on this proposal. So, Glenn, perhaps you can now take the floor to this. Let's go over what's been done so far.
Sure. Just want to do a sound check. How's my audio?
This is Dave. You sound great.
Okay. Happy 2017, everyone. It's not first meeting for this year, but it's one of many this week. Guys, just want to give you a little bit of context, and I hate to repeat it, but it was something that we discussed partially at our last outreach and engagement call. We had roughly 22, 23 people at the at-large community at the IGF meeting. There was an ICANN booth, largely attended by two administrative operational staff that did their own work in the background, but there was no at-large literature at the table. It was a bit of a hangout for staff or board members to sort of be there, but, you know, in terms of an inviting booth to get people very interested in at-large in particular, it failed miserably. There was no coordination with that. On the flip side, we had NCUC who had a booth. Now, to get a booth, you need to roughly, there's a process with IGF, and it was back in July was the cutoff date. So So NCUC really had their act together in terms of outreach and engagement. They had their booth, and many of the, I think we even had more people than they had at the event. And like us, many of us did sessions or were panelists in sessions. So we were there, but we were largely invisible. So as a result of that, and I had an interesting chat with our own Vice President of North America, and he was saying that, oh, wow, NCUC did great. They recruited 15 people. And I go, yeah, they had great brochures. They had staff support with Adam. Their engagement was just superb. Renata did a great job, and I'm not sure if she coordinated all the volunteers, but at their booth, they had dedicated people, multiple people at their dedicated booth right through the whole event. So for the benefit of everyone, it's a three-day event. It was in Mexico and Guadalajara this year. So we are looking at a proposal that will try to rectify the situation and look at Geneva in very close to Christmas, actually, to have not using the term outreach and engagement, because the feedback that Heidi kept saying at some of our meetings, that and it kept defaulting to the same thing. It's not the FY18 budget is not outreach and engagement. That's why you have crop. So we're using a slightly different terminology that instead of than using outreach and engagement. So the document itself is up on, and it should be, I sent the document for the center panel. If I can ask Yazim to put it into the center panel, I'll walk through it very quickly. I just want to, before I proceed and go into the document, does anyone have any questions for me, or perhaps anyone who was at the meeting? Olivier was there. I know Olivier did talk to Mandy, I believe, Carver, on the issues of lack of coordination. Olivier, did you want to add your two cents?
Thanks very much, Glenn. It's Olivier Crapin-Blanc speaking. Now, I was just getting frustrated because I couldn't find any brochures anywhere. So I was told that Tijani and that Satish had brochures, but we didn't have any brochures at the ICANN booth itself, and that was just pretty terrible. And to this day, I still do not know if there had been any official shipment of not only, well, certainly Lacrallo brochures. I haven't seen any anywhere, and I haven't seen any at-large brochures there either, which compounded to the fact that we were totally invisible, we as a group rather than as individuals. But that's, you know, lessons to be learned, basically. That's all.
Okay. Also, Alan was at the event, and so was Deb. So I'm looking at the rest of the people. Oh, Harold was at the event as well. Maureen, too. So any of you folks want to chip in any comments? Okay, Alan, please.
Yeah, thank you. This is something I've said before, although I can't actually remember where it was. The number of ICANN board members and staff members who were there. I know there were about 10 board members. I have no clue how many staff. Clearly, the focus of ICANN formally on IGF is solely through that, and I think that's a large mistake, and so I support the kind of thing we're talking about here. Thank you.
Yes. Can I do something?
Great. Thank you, Colin. You made a really good point. Sorry, go ahead.
Daniel, can I speak now?
Okay. Go ahead.
It's Daniel for the record. One thing I see is, despite the fact that ICANN's principal goal is policy, but I see the IGA as a potential ground whereby we can be able to reach out to different stakeholders. And one thing is that the fact that there is crop funding, for Rallo or for region, the team that could attend the IGF in their respective areas is not subsequent enough to reach out to other key potential stakeholders or organizations that come to the IGF. So if we have key people or key representatives from each of the RALOs coming to the AGF and have the board.
Daniel, I can't hear you. Did we lose you? Okay. Perhaps Daniel's phone line dropped. Okay. No. Okay, Mark or Dev, any comments before I turn to John LaPree? Okay. Dev says he agrees. John, you want to go ahead?
Yeah, John LaPree for the record. In looking over the request, I think it's a mistake to tag the travel support solely for the chair and co-chairs of the committee. I think rather, since IGF is a global endeavor, we would be better served by having one member of each RALO attend. We are at large, and if we're representing as at large, we want to extend and have that look of being at large. And so I think that we want global representation at the booth because IGF is global. I think more diverse representation would be appropriate. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, John. I think that's a good point. We can modify the proposal accordingly. Everybody is in consensus on that. Alan, you have a comment?
Yeah, thank you. Before we start talking about the proposal itself, because I also have some specific comments, I think I'd like to have you present it. The concept of awareness, I think, is key. The travel issue, I think, is a secondary one that we have to push at from the perspective of what we're trying to do. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. So Alan is correct. Let me just walk through it. It's very simple. We're not going to stress the term outreach and engagement, like I said earlier, because of the reaction they believe that CROP is the place to go. We have to use other wording, global capacity building. There's a few things, but some of the things that we're looking at doing, regardless if it's chair or some other designate, that we are looking at properly using that ICANN booth or our own booth, definitely coordinating all the individuals that are going, some sponsored, some not, and look at an effort to actually impress upon people within our sessions, because many of us are in sessions and we should have brochures at those sessions, also at the booth, and also any kind of lightning talks that we're doing and any kind of activity that will actually accentuate the fact that what we're doing. So that's just a really quick overview. We can flesh out what activities we need to do in terms of the actual event. But I think Olivier probably has an additional comment. Olivier, please.
Thanks very much, Glenn. Olivier Capranda speaking. I just wanted to point you out to Tatiana's note in the chat from the NCUC perspective that they had help from ICANN, but they did a lot on their own, and they took the initiative to have the booth themselves, and Adam was ready to help with everything. So at the end of the day, we need to choose whether we want to go and have our own booths or have the work on through the ICANN booth. If we go onto the ICANN booth, I might say that I have no idea what the rules of engagement are with the ICANN booth. To me, it looked more like a private meeting room for many of the board members because they seem to be using their desk and not particularly be welcome in that this looked like closed meetings, so one couldn't hang about in the booth. It was just a little bizarre. But we need to choose one or the other, independent or with that. And once we go ahead with that, then let's just proceed forward with getting a booth and organizing ourselves and not just wait for someone else to do it for us. Thanks.
Okay.
Glenn, are you still on the call?
Yes, I'm back on the phone.
Have we lost Glenn?
Hold on, Daniel. What? This is Dave. I think we may have lost Glenn. Glenn, are you on the call?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Oh,
hi.
Good.
Hi, Dave. Glenn is on the AT and trying to dial out him at the moment.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, I'm here.
Hello?
Hello?
Well, this is Dave, Glenn. You may have then have to mute your AC room then and continue on your phone bridge.
Yeah, I've walked away from my computer. I'm sorry. The interpreters were having an issue with my laptop speakers and audio, so I'm on the phone. So, and is my audio okay now?
Yes, much better. Thank you, Glenn.
Okay, so again, I don't want to beat a dead horse like Olivier said. Yes, it was really bad optics in terms of what space they had. And yes, NCUC space was absolutely spot on in terms of what they were doing, and the results were there. I guess what I'm saying in terms of this proposal, I'm looking for feedback, any additional suggestions in terms of what we're going to be doing there. I think we need to get our act together in terms of submission of proposals. Like most of us that were on this call today, Maureen, myself, Olivier, Dev, and Satish, all were in one panel, but I think many, many panels are open to us in terms of potential. We got to get the proposal to MAG. There's a bunch of stuff we'll need to do in association with this, but I strongly think that this is an opportunity that we missed, but it'd be a folly for us not to submit something. So that's my general comment.
Dev?
I think there's, just to say, Glenn, there's three persons in the queue. There's John the Priest, Daniel, and Heidi.
Okay. So. Okay, so who was first? Is that John, you were first, then Heidi?
I think John, Daniel, then Heidi.
Okay, go ahead, John.
John LaPriest for the record. I think a booth is a very strong way to go forward on this. I've interacted with the IGF Secretariat before on this. I was programming chair for GigaNet for 2 years, and interacting with the Secretariat to get space for events is easy, if just time-consuming. Getting a space in the International Village is a great outreach thing, and it's something we should be doing. And this is a good proposal. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. Heidi, you're next.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Glenn. Daniel, sorry if I'm jumping the queue here. I'm sorry I've come in a little late, and I'm just looking at this right here. I mean, I think it's getting there. I would, number one, I would ask for that you put in a note that you will be collaborating closely with GSE and government engagements all the way through. I think that will help, get this through. And I'm very happy to have at-large staff facilitate that. I see that you mentioned, Glenn, that there would be several panels. If you could definitely put that into the proposal as well, that it's not just about getting outreach, but it's definitely about increasing the ability for at-large to share the end-user perspective at the IGF through panels. I think that would be important as well. I note that you mentioned metrics, about 5 ALSs, but I think it also is very important to make sure that there's a session or a classroom where the capacity building that you've mentioned, and note that more, is that just for new ALSs or is that for all at-large members and others that are there at the IGF that would like to learn more about at-large? And then maybe think about, finally, the sustainability of this. You know, how can the impact of going here as a larger group have a sustained impact for at-large? Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Heidi. Excellent feedback. I think we're going full circle back to Daniel. Daniel, are you back on Adigo?
Yes. No, I'm on. I'm on the dial-out, Adigo. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Can everyone hear?
Sorry.
sorry, Daniel.
Hello.
You didn't
can you hear me?
Your comments. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Daniel Mangaka here for the record. Following the previous outreach that we had in Mauritius, we had a lot of engagement at the booth. And following the IGF, I see outreach and engagement being a very key thing. The fact that the outreach team will be collaborating with different working groups to have more impact within the whole thing. And the proposal clearly brings out that, because we've been working on it, the co-chairs, to see how we can maximize the potential at the IGF. Yes, I agree that the fact that the crop funds are available, but if the RALO utilizes the crop funds, it will potentially tap into the stakeholders in that respective region. And if the IGF attracts all the stakeholders from all of the group, so to be able to increase this, we do not necessarily dispute the fact that the core objective of ICAD is in policy development, but through engaging with these key stakeholders, the at large is going to come in and reach out to potential key stakeholders to show them the multi-stakeholderism that is within the ICAN process, which I see is key value towards the IGF, and it will be a very good thing for it to happen. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much, Daniel. I believe Renata is in the queue. Renata? Renata? Okay, Dev, back to you. I thought Renata was going to, maybe she's muted.
This is Dave. I believe Renata may be on the other language channel. Renata, if you can hear us, please speak.
This is Renata speaking, yes.
Okay, we can hear
you.
Go ahead. Renata, we do not hear you.
Habla. This is Renata speaking. Thank you very much. We know that ATLART is organized to have different activities. So I believe that the opportunity that we have in 2016 were very good, and we can do outreach. Now, together with the ICANN board, perhaps we can organize small talks or small interventions. But the most important thing here, I believe, is that we have to think about our users, end users. Now, at the IGF, we have many activities, so we have to make our voice heard at an international level so that we can get more participants, more English-speaking participants and participants from other countries. And it is important to take this into account. And, of course, it is also important to share information about ICANN to do a proper outreach. So it is important to acknowledge that we have these users, and we have to involve people in this process as well.
Great. Thank you.
Of course, this takes time, as we know, but we can make the most of these activities. And, of course, the idea is to have the resources, the proper resources to do our outreach. So that is what I wanted to say. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you, Renata. Thanks, everybody, for putting some comments in. And I think Maureen's made a really good point. I don't know if she can be voiced, but she's talking about a targeted piece of literature to the IGF attendees, particularly I was thinking of the ISOC ambassadors, the IGF fellows, the newbies, the newcomers. So, but it's something perhaps we can expand what our deliverables are, that we can actually design a piece that is very much of a get to know us that's targeted to the IGF people. Any other comments, anyone? And then I'm back to you, Deb. I don't see anyone else. Anyone on? Oh, Alan again, please.
Thank you very much. I think the details of the proposal are going to have to be looked at very carefully. For instance, there's a target of five new ALSs. By the time the IGF runs or comes around, we don't have a clue what's going to happen as the outcome of the review and whether ALSs are still being a major target or something that is de-emphasized. I think the chances of getting this funded with a lot of travel included is not nearly as large as if we focus the overall issue of awareness of at-large within ICANN. You know, this, I think, is a multi-year effort, and I think we've got to get our foot in the game to start with before we ask for too much, or we're likely to get it not funded at all. That's a somewhat pragmatic position, not necessarily what I would like to see, but I think we have to be realistic. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Alan. Dev, back to you.
Thanks, Glenn. Thanks, everyone, for the comments on this. So just to confirm, Glenn, has this document circulated to the outreach and engagement list?
To respond, it's Glenn for the record. Let me take these comments that Heidi and others have done and Daniel and try to flesh it a little bit, and then I'll fire it off to Heidi to make sure I'm catching her concepts correctly, and then I will send it off to the list. It needs some refinement after today's call.
Indeed. So I guess we can not do that as an action item for you to update the document.
Yes.
In coordination with staff. And then once that's finished, then please repost the draft to the outreach mailing list. Okay?
Okay.
Lovely. Okay. Thank you very much for that. Okay. So, and thanks everyone again for the comments on this. I think this proposal is much as greatly needed. So the next item on our agenda is the what will you be doing for outreach at the ICANN 58 meeting, which is going to be in Copenhagen, Denmark, and it's going to be, well, literally within March. So it's actually not that much time between now and ICANN 58. And so the questions have been raised as to what can we do as what we have done in Morocco, Finland, and in Hyderabad. What can be done for ICANN 58? And now I would like to turn it over to Olivier, who has started the discussion happening in Uralo, and I believe has gotten some feedback, not just from the ONE co-chairs, but from other persons in ICANN. Olivier, are you there to take the floor?
Thank you very much, Dave. Olivier Capablanc speaking, and yes, I was going to just bring you up to date on my last update that we had in one of our recent calls. So, as you know, ICANN 58 is coming up, and so Uralo will be having to host a number of things over there, and we had a number of discussions about what should take place, and obviously outreach, engagement, capacity building, all of this, and engaging the local community is all a big program. One thing that I have noticed in the past is that we've duplicated our resources. So the capacity building working group was on one side and was doing some capacity building with one group, and then ICANN staff and Adam and Jean-Jacques were working on another thing with the local hosts. And then aside from this, our outreach and engagement working group was doing something in its own self. And then NCUC, NCSG, and other parts of ICANN were doing their own thing. And we all ended up walking on each other's toes and sometimes duplicating activities and not getting the message across to the fellows, to the next gen, to all of the people that are coming into ICANN and wanting to learn more, and finally getting a very confused view of the whole thing because there's so many things going on in parallel which all clash with each other. So I sent this email out to various, to all of the parts that I've just mentioned here, and have started to have some responses from the various various component parts. First, on the ability to have a Copenhagen pre-event There is some discussion going on as to perhaps there could be a pre-event event a few weeks before Copenhagen, or there could be one on day zero or even day one. I understand from the current block schedule that day one is the day that has the outreach component part. So we could do some kind of event on that day that would be solely based on, you know, sort of focusing on outreach. Things are still moving around. There is really, I think any event would need to include local hosts. And that's where we are at the moment. There's some movement that needs to be made with having the locals involved. When it comes down to outreach, we could go and visit a university. I know that Wolfgang Kleinwester is working with Global Stakeholder Engagement, so Jean-Jacques and Adam and various people are working together to see if there are universities that are not too far. Obviously, going across town to visit people and then across town back, and making this both a time consuming and costly affair is probably not the best use of our time and day. But if there's something around the corner, then and we have identified the right people to go and talk to, then that would be a good thing. I cringe when I hear that there is no need to do outreach in Europe, because you just turn around to anyone in the street and you ask them about ICANN, and they'll turn around and say, what is that? They have no idea, in the same way as anywhere else around the world, there's very little knowledge about ICANN and about what we do, and especially not about at-large and the fact that end users and people are able to take part in the processes of ICANN. So that's one thing that we could do. Another thing that we can do, of course, and I'm hoping that we can coordinate with the capacity building working group, is to have some capacity building work taking place over there, either at lunchtime or as a part of those day one sessions or throughout the week. And I'd like to sort of throw the door open for discussions on this. I don't know if Tijani is on the call at present for this. I don't see him in the lineup. And then we have the usual showcase that we usually have. And that's a little different this year, I guess. We've already had such events in the past. The last Uralo event, which I thought was quite well put together, was the one which was the European stakeholders and Uralo in Dublin. We could have something similar to this. Still, it needs to be discussed. One of the potential things that could be celebrated would be a signature signing of an MOU between RIPE, NCC, and Uralo. There's some discussions going on about this, and RIPE is feeling quite positive about proceeding with this, but obviously we need to cross the T's and dot the I's before moving forward on this, but we could actually use that as just a five-minute add-on and a cocktail immediately afterwards. And I think that having spoken to Jean-Jacques Sahel just before this call, he mentioned that there could be some kind of European event that would not just be a cocktail, but actually a discussion of issues that are taking place in Europe. As you know, if you look at the internet governance train, Europe is quite far in front with all the cutting-edge issues, the things that are really hitting the world head-on is usually found, just as part of the discussions that we're having, obviously the new GTLB, the accountability track, but human rights are very strong in Europe as well, and you have all of the new investigatory powers laws that you find around Europe at the moment. That could also be an interesting topic. As long as it relates to, of course, the ICANN remit. But, you know, there's so much that could be discussed here going further than just a cocktail. And finally, and I'd like to sort of open the floor to suggestions and things, I know that we have Tatiana on the call. I have been in touch with NCUC on this and sharing with them as well what we're looking at doing. So the same email that I sent with everyone else. and they'd be interested in doing joint outreach with us as being Uralo. So Uralo NCUC outreach, I put this on the table as well. I think it would be great, and certainly it would reduce the number of voices that are being that to address the fellows, to address the next gen, that are all separate, and finally those people get completely confused about our mixed messages. If we can align messages and work together, it would be absolutely great. That's all I have at the moment. I'm sure forgotten things, so I'm hoping that Jean-Jacques or Tatiana or anyone else who I have emailed can add on and rectify what I've forgotten. Thanks. Now, am I running the queue now, or how does it work?
This is Dave. You could run the queue, Olivier. So Tatiana is in the queue, and Renata also wants to speak. So Tatiana, Renata, and then myself.
Thanks a lot. Tatiana Tropina is speaking for the record. I hope you can hear me well. When we got the email from Olivier, we thought that the joint outreach of Uralo and NCUC might be a good idea. Also because I was in the group of NCUC folks who did our ICANN outreach event in Geneva at WISIS together with Olivier. And I think, and we all think, that it worked very, very well, because instead of confusing people with different ICANN structures, we shared the similarities, we shared the differences, and we shared the perspectives and the processes. So I think that if we go for this joint outreach, it will reduce the number of duplications and confusions also, because we do have some overlapping audience, like, for example, academia or civil society organizations. And it will be good to bring them together and explain them what they can do as end users, as ALAC structures, how they can get involved with both ALAC and NCUC, Uralo and NCUC, and how they can get themselves acquainted with different policy processes and so on. So if Uralo decides to make the joint outreach with NCUC, we would be welcoming this idea, and we already have some suggestions on how to structure the sessions, how to mobilize local communities, whom to invite. So we are ready to discuss, and not only to discuss, we have something on the table to discuss. But of course, it's up to ALAC or URAL to decide, but I think we have to decide quickly, since we have to submit the request till 16th of January. Thanks.
Thanks, Tatiana. Next is Renata.
This is Renata speaking. Thank you very much. I wanted to make a comment regarding the ALAC outreach. So we would like you to take into account Spain and Portugal, because we have people at ICANN who are very, very active, and they are involved in the outreach activities, and some of them are not. So we have people that might contribute and who might be taking as references for these activities. For example, we have people in the different ministries. We have people in Spain. So we can work with them and work together so that we can organize activities and improve outreach. Thank you very much. And before ending my comment, I would like to say that we have some other people working with us, like Aileen Andrade. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Renata. Next is David Antinixing.
Thanks, Olivier. And just to follow what Tatiana said regarding NCUC, I think yes. I fully agree that we need to work smarter and not harder, and everybody working in their own silos. So a coordinated approach, I think, is indeed very welcome. And so I welcome the idea, I think, that you mentioned that ICANN itself is looking to do some sort of pre-ICANN meeting to raise awareness, and we need to be very involved in that. So so my comments are probably two comments, really. One, and I guess this, what exactly are the outreach materials that you need for such a session? As you may be aware of, we have a ALAC presentation on that we give to the next-gen students that we've done for Finland, and we've refined it and presented it in Hyderabad. So you might want to take a look at that presentation and see, is this sufficient? Is there something that's actually more needed? What other documents or slides are needed? So that's, I think we probably need to, and then look, and because there's not much time, so we need to work on such materials. So that's my key concern. Just noting that from the stakeholder analysis tool, that there are no at-large structures in Denmark. So I think we really should, this is the prime opportunity to try to get an at-large structure or at-large member, individual members at least, involved in the ICANN community. So I think before the ICANN pre-meeting, so I don't know what else to call it, the ICANN pre-meeting in Copenhagen, we should look to really identify those potential at-large members and reach out to them, and to them, so then they could be, we can follow up with them directly. That's it.
Yeah, thanks very much for this, David. It's Olivier speaking. And yes, I mean, one of the things which I had laid out in the email was to look at the list of fellows and the list of next gen and identify these people prior to them even arriving in Copenhagen and already feed them with information about what we do and things. So that's one of the things that certainly can be done. We've got the, as you say, here you go, yeah. ICANN stakeholder analysis tool that would be really helpful for this. So that's where we are at the moment. I note that Glenn is saying that, you know, how can you help with the outreach? Well, at present, I'm kind of waiting to hear back from Jean-Jacques on what the overall various plans are. We need to have an overall view of progress everywhere. And I really don't know where we are. At present, it's still early days, basically, so we will find out shortly, I should say. But for the time being, really, it was just an update to let you know where we are and how we can move forward on this. And I'm hoping that we can have a common mailing list or common list of people where we can get capacity building built on one side, the customers on the other, and everyone on all the different parts. I don't see anyone putting their hand up. So, Dave, I know there's some discussion going on here.
So this is Dave. I think there was a query from just to confirm what was discussed earlier regarding finance and budget subcommittee requests. These are for, and it was mentioned that the deadline is January 16th, but that deadline is for how should I put it, for the next fiscal year. So you know, so this is something that we have to craft and work with. Well, Jean-Jacques Sahel, Adam Peake, and at-large staff to try to coordinate this ICANN pre-meeting and so forth. It's not there. So that's just one clarification.
I think it's Olivier speaking. I think what Tatiana was saying was that there is a deadline for room bookings and things on the 16th of this month. Isn't that correct, Tatiana?
Yes, Olivia, it's absolutely correct. And sorry, Tatiana Tropina is speaking for the record. And that's how we understood this. At least the NCUC-EC, which I am representing here as European representative on the executive committee, understood that on 16th of January we have to submit room requests and sessions proposals, including outreach proposals. If it's not true, if we have more time, more room and more flexibility, of course we will be welcoming this. But I think that if there is a hard deadline, we shall not miss it. Thanks.
Okay, thanks for this. All right, back to you, Dave.
Okay, so thanks, Olivier. This is Dave, and thanks for doing for reaching out and trying to coordinate all of these different threads and trying to pull them in together. So I believe that there's going to be a call next week with Jean-Jacques Sahel, I believe. Is that correct, Olivier?
I do not know yet if there will be a call. It's Olivier speaking, sorry. I don't know yet if there will be a call with Jean-Jacques as such, but Jean-Jacques mentions in the chat, you know, as soon as the plans are firmer, they will notify us about any pre-event and any day zero event. We have to put our minds together with NCUC to, if we, you know, we can, to basically try and think of what we want to do for outreach and make a proposal on this. Jean-Jacques will come back to us to let us know if there are any universities that we can go and talk to or anyone that will be invited to come over. And we have to get Tijani to and work with Tijani for a capacity building program there for European stakeholders. I think that these are the various prongs that we need to work on.
Okay, so thanks for this, Olivier. This is Dave again. So I've just put a link in here for outreach activities for ICANN 58, which is the wiki page, to track all of these ideas and so forth. So right now it's currently blank, so it needs content. So I think some of these ideas that have already been mentioned, perhaps these can be added to the wiki page. And, of course, other persons can make their ideas and contributions and comments accordingly regarding outreach at ICANN 58. Okay. All right, seeing no further questions on this, and we do have a few more minutes, although we have a hard stop at the top of the hour, I just want to take a quick look at the outreach and engagement page where I've put the immediate work items and objectives. So we've looked at two of them, the possible FY18 budget request, and also the work on the outreach activities for ICANN 58. There's probably three or four other things that are on that list. And I just want to just quickly go over them as to what they are. One, and this is really a note for all of the VELOs to seek and find outreach events for at-large to add to our outreach calendars. So the outreach calendars are crucial to identify potential outreach events so that VELOs can then apply for using CROP, the CROP program. So, but given the CROP guidelines, you know, CROP proposals need to be submitted and approved 6 weeks before the travel can take place. So early identification of these outreach events is crucial. So I would like to ask again, and you know, yourselves, and you know, keep promoting and asking the VELO on your monthly calls, on the mailing list, to you know, please send us you know, events so that it can be added to the calendar. All of the outreach and engagement members should have editing rights to the calendar. An email was sent to the list identifying how you can access the credentials for the outreach calendars. The next work item is the community onboarding project for at-large. And this is something that myself, Aran, and Isaac have been working on. We presented some preliminary documentation on community onboarding. And on the next call, we will likely have a presentation from Brian and Isaac on this topic. I've pasted the link there for you to investigate and to read with the material that's been put there so far. So that's two things. The presentation regarding the meeting with the next gen. So the question is, should we also continue to do that for the next ICANN 58 meeting? And here's the link to that presentation. So we took the feedback from the ICANN Finland meeting, and we made some tweaks. But you know, I would love to get some feedback. Was that session useful? Was it good? What can be added? What can we remove? What can be improved with those presentations? Next will be the ongoing collaboration and participation in ICANN's civil society approach. And again, some of the topics that were coming up for ICANN 58 in terms of what materials and coordinating better, I think those things will bode well for the civil society approach. We want to ensure that, you know, the documentation that ICANN puts forward represents the proper, you know, represents the, well, all of the different opportunities that are available for civil society, which includes at large. And I think I'll just stop there. Are there any other issues or topics that we need to add to this workload? We have about 5 minutes. Glenn.
Yes, on the issue of that ICANN stakeholder analysis tool, on two different ICANN meetings, it was brought up that by the community that we shouldn't be doing it. It should be a staff. And I believe it was an action item, but I don't recall what the status is. The last time we garnered the last set of fellows and we put it into the model. So can we get an update on that, Dev? Who's taking care of it?
This is Dave. Well, I have not really been contacted by anyone from staff. So, as I said, I think we should. You're right. I think we do need to. We can put that as an action item to myself to coordinate with at-large staff on how the tool can be maintained.
Deb, this is Heidi. Please take a look at what Janice has written in the chat.
Yes, I've seen that. Perhaps then I see Sarah has done a complete database for the fellowship. So it is slightly different from what the stakeholder analysis tool is, which doesn't track just as fellowships. But that would still be a very interesting tool to look at. So Janice, I don't know if you'll be able to do it in time for the next call, but perhaps we can do a call in February to look at this fellowship database tool that you all put together. Would that be okay? I see a tick mark from Cheryl, hopefully I get a tick mark from Janice and Sharon Ush. Lovely. Okay, so we can then add that as an action item. ONE call in February to look at the fellowship tool put together by ICANN staff. Okay. All right. So, jumping back again to Glenn's, regarding the stakeholder analysis tool, which is the Google Sheet. Let's have the action item for us to discuss myself with staff to how this tool can be maintained by ICANN staff. All right. Okay. Anything else? Is there anything that we should be doing? Oh, that floor is open, and we have 5 more minutes left. Okay, going once, going twice. Okay. I do have one idea, and I'm just going to throw it out there for the something. And after we look at the material for the community onboarding, I would like to suggest that perhaps what we can do, this outreach and engagement subcommittee can do, is to send an email or a survey to the at-large structure representatives to ask if can they to recommend a person that can attend some sort of training or some sort of that have some sort of interest in ICANN. And then what we can do is once you gather the person, these are persons that are not the at-large structure representatives. These are the persons that are in their organizations that have yet to be involved in ICANN. We can get this, we can collect that in a survey, and then based on that, we can then look to send, try to structure some possible calls with them, explaining what is the ICANN, explaining what is at-large, and so forth. So that's my idea on that. Brief initial thoughts on this before we close the call, and I'll probably post in a more detailed email to the ORD list. Heidi,
Deb,
go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Deb. Just a couple of points on that. Just the first one is that I don't know if we would need a survey to ask the ALS reps who in their ALS is interested in training. It's probably just an email to them, keeping in mind that some ALSs, it might be the same person. And then secondly, you know, I'm just concerned about having any kind of duplication of effort. And, you know, we already have the capacity building series of webinars, and we're sort of still trying to get more people, not the regulars, on that call. So I wonder if we could work with the capacity building working group to have a webinar on that topic that you presented, and maybe just work with Tijani to get more people onto that call, onto the webinars. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Heidi. This is Dave. I was just thinking, you know, what one of the discussions at the Hyderabad meeting was that there needs to be to reach out to the ALSs themselves, and I believe it was unanimously passed. So I guess I'm just looking at a way to, well, how do we make this a reality? And I'm thinking this is a way to do it. Just ask the ALS reps, you know, and we can post this publicly on social media and so on. If you have any vague interest in ICANN and want to take part in a series of webinars, a series of courses, whatever you want to call it, please put your name forward. And it's really that way of, I was just thinking of triggering that. It's not meant for the ALS representatives that are already aware what ICANN is and what at-large is, presumably, but for those new persons that have no idea. But we can work on this after the call. Okay, we have one more minute left, so I think we can probably, and I do know we have a hard stop, so I do like to thank, I'm not seeing anybody raising their hand, so I'd like to thank everybody for this call. Thanks, Glenn, for working on this proposal, and Olivier for pulling together the multiple threads of outreach at ICANN 58. So I'd like to now thank everybody, and we have a call next week. And so look forward to seeing you on that call, and this call is now adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you
afternoon.
Very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Good night and good morning in those areas.
This meeting is now adjourned. Thank you very much for your participation, and have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.